Hello and welcome back to Oh Boy, the podcast. Cody and Lex on the Lost Bros here. What is going on?
Hello, everyone.
We have a thrilling episode for you guys today. Today, we are going to be drafting our own Avengers. So it's just like football where, and other sports games, I guess, where you like draft a team and stuff every year, except this time it's the Avengers and there's no sports, which is great. We're going to be taking turns. We're going to flip a coin, decide which team captain gets to go first. And then we're going to pick our Avengers or whatever. It could be any character from the MCU. So if you want to pick Korg, you could pick Korg, or you could pick someone crazy like Wanda, which I know we are both going to try and get first. So this coin toss really is going to, this coin toss is going to have a lot of pressure on it. Before we get going, Lex, why don't you talk a little bit about other stuff?
Yeah, so if it's your first time listening, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Did want to give a shout out to our Patreon members. You guys are the reason why we're able to even do this podcast. You guys keep us running. If you're interested in joining our Patreon, we have a lot of fun perks. We have a store called The Lost Bros, and this is where we sell some really cool theme park apparel. So we give our Patreon a lot of fun perks within our store. They get to get onto our merch drops and get in early. They have some free shipping codes. We do a lot of fun giveaways on products that we make just for them. They get into our live events earlier and just some really other fun discounts and behind the scenes going on there. So if you're interested in that, that's how you can help support the podcast. But if not, just want to give a shout out to our fellow Patreons, because without you guys, we don't get to do this. So big thank you. But yeah, it's going to be a fun podcast, going to be a fun day. We've been pretty busy over here on this side of the world. Cody and I are actually currently, I guess by the time you listen to this, we are on a trip somewhere right now, which we are very stoked about. If you want to follow up on what that trip is, you'll have to go to our Instagram, because we'll be posting all about it when we get back. So we've been really busy getting ready for that, preparing for that. Because just because we're gone on a trip doesn't mean that the rest of the business has to stop. And so we've been doing double time duty, getting everything ready. So it's all taken care of while we go. But I also do want to give a fun discount code for you guys. And we usually change up the discount code to whatever the theme is of the episode. So for this week, we're going to go ahead and we're just going to give it, we're going to say Wanda. Wanda's our discount code, because I know that's going to be the big fight of today is Wanda. So Wanda for 15% off your entire order. Like I said, we have our clothing store called The Lost Bros. Check us out and use discount code Wanda today to buy some cool shirts. And we actually released some really cool Marvel tees this week, so it's a great time to use Wanda for a discount.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you have a Wanda contingency yet?
I have a few. I have a really good team lined up.
Like, if you don't get Wanda, you have, like, you know what you're going to get in place of Wanda to make sure that your team is still stacked up.
I have a, don't worry about it. It's all good.
Okay, cool. Do you have any characters on there, like, that you just put on because you like them or what?
I'm not giving away any of my secrets. We're not discussing this.
Podcast, I want you to know I'm going for all out power here. I have none of my faves are on here because all my faves are kind of weak. Like, I had to leave Spider-Man off, had to leave Moon Knight off, had to leave a couple people off because I'm going for just the absolute biggest and baddest. Do you have any bad guys?
We'll discuss when it's time.
Ooh, she says we'll discuss. Okay. Well, are you ready for the coin toss?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so I have this little challenge coin here. It's got a skeleton on the front wearing Mickey ears. It says "In Mouse We Trust," and on the back, it has a castle on it. So, Lex, would you like heads or castle?
I would like the castle, please.
Okay, I'm going to try and make it so my microphone picks it up. So, here we go. See if you guys can hear me. I'll do a little test. Right, that was me flicking the coin. So, here we go. I flipped it all the way up and down, caught it in my hand, and then did that thing where you turn it upside down on top of your other hand, and I'm about to reveal it. 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Ooh, it's heads. Which means I get to pick first. Okay, let me pull out my draft sheet. So if Lex went first and she took Wanda, I had some other plans. I think I'm going to take Wanda. Honestly, I'm taking Wanda for my first pick.
Mm-hmm.
We think she's maybe the most powerful sorceress in all the MCU. We don't really know, but it was either her or Doctor Strange, and we don't know who's more powerful. So I'm going to roll dice on Wanda, I think.
So, question to clarify.
Yes.
Are we battling one-on-one right now? Mm-mm. Or no, I can just pick my team and then we go for it.
No, yeah, we'll pick our team. And as we go, I think we can kind of talk about it. Like if I pick someone stupid, you'll be like, well, I'm going to have this person do that.
Cool. All right. So my next pick is going to be Captain Marvel.
Okay.
As my first pick.
Interesting. So my second pick. So, oh, by the way, let me lay this out here. We're going to have 6 Avengers on each team. The idea is we're going to try and keep it at 6, right? So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1 each. I hope this doesn't move too quickly.
Well, we have to then battle them.
I know. I'm just thinking. Okay. So next, I'm actually going to take Doctor Strange. I'm putting together the both of them because I think there would be 2 good Avengers to be together. She's pretty powerful. He's pretty powerful. He ruins everything. She also kind of ruins everything. So, yeah, I don't really know where this is going to go yet. The rest of my team taking shape and having a little more dynamic depends on what goes on in the next few rounds here.
All right. So you have 2 sorcerers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move forward with Thor.
That was my next one. I'm very not happy about that.
Mm.
Well, the only thing that makes me feel better is he says he's done superheroing. He's no longer an Avenger and his hands are but humble tools for peace. But you know who's aren't? Jane Foster. I'm taking the mighty Thor, Jane Foster.
Yeah.
So our Thors are going to beef.
Not going
to
happen.
I know we have to see. We're going to have to amend this podcast. And once we see that movie, we need to see if she's more powerful than him.
But as of right now, that's your pick. And as of right now, not a good pick.
No, that's not true.
Not a good
pick. She's Thor. She's wielding Mjolnir. That was a great pick. What are you talking about?
He's been doing this for how many years? And she's been doing it for how many years? He has a much bigger step up on her.
Okay, well,
that's your pick. Go ahead.
Okay, wow.
Points were made.
I think when we come back on July 6th after watching Thor, we're gonna be able to talk about our conversation a little bit more.
Yeah, but I'm okay with losing after. I'm not okay with losing right now. And we're talking about right now. Okay, my next pick is going to be.
What?
I'm torn between 2 right now, honestly.
Give me a little clues or something.
No.
Tease us a little bit.
No, we're not going to do that.
Why would you pick one over the other?
I'm going to go with Shang-Chi.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I mean, you think about what his dad did and how much he conquered and for how long he conquered it. There's a lot of power in those rings if I really need it to be.
I just wonder if Jane Foster bonks him on the head with the big hammer, if he'll be one and done.
I don't know. You saw Shang-Chi defeat quite a bit there.
I know, but we didn't see him get hit in the head with a hammer. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying.
I'm sure his rings contact, could help him dodge things, and you know.
But what if he doesn't dodge it and the hammer hits him in the head?
All I'm saying is
at least a concussion.
All I'm
at worst,
saying
his head flies off his body.
His dad did a lot of damage for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and no one could defeat him except Shang-Chi.
Yeah, but he was only conquering like the Mandarin was like controlling politics and nations from like behind the scenes.
I know. I'm just saying those rings hold a lot of
literal
those
God.
Rings hold a lot of power.
Yeah. Okay, so when we do our little battle and we roll dice to see who does what, I'm going to roll to bonk him on the head. Okay, so right now I have, what do I have? Wanda, Doctor Strange, and Jane Foster?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For my next one, I'm picking Icarus from the Eternals. Basically Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a pretty good pick.
Pretty good pick.
Yeah, I feel like he could punch Shang-Chi in the head and same thing. At least concussed.
Yeah.
At worst, maybe his head flies right off his body.
I don't know. He seemed like he was taken down pretty easily at the end there.
No, he wasn't.
Are you kidding me? They had him trapped, tied down to the ground.
Wait, do you remember how that movie ended?
Yeah.
He left himself because he got emotional. He was about to beat all of them, and then he decided he couldn't kill his friends, so he left. But he was literally about to kill all the other Eternals. He was about to kill Cersei.
I understand that, but for a good while
and he
there,
killed Salma Hayek.
For a good while there, they had them. Salma Hayek let him kill her, first off. But all I'm saying is for a while there, they all had him tied down with all their magic stuff and he was stuck.
And then?
What?
And then?
Yeah, and then he broke free, but
and then
that man was there for a little bit.
But then what happened? He almost killed them all.
Yeah, I would love to see. Never mind, I'm not going to give my strategy away because I have some good theories
here.
You
got more stuff coming?
No, but I just would know who. Never mind. Okay.
Oh, she knows who would take him down.
All right, my next pick is going to be Black Panther.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What if Doctor Strange just sent him to another dimension?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good one.
Yep.
Okay. Should I go now?
Yep.
Okay, so we have four. We have two left, and I'm kind of down into my reserves here. I have, like, basically 1, 2, 3, 4. I have four more that I want. What should I do? Should I do? What are you doing next?
I'm not telling you.
But why don't you tell me?
Nope.
Okay. Huh. So, can I give you a question?
Nope.
For about me?
Oh, yeah.
And you can vote?
Yep.
Actually, no. I'm taking Vision.
Okay.
I got Vision.
Cool, cool, cool.
I can't wait to tell you which ones I decided not to take instead of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's almost harder not being able to talk about why I'm not deciding on certain people versus why I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Vision. Like I like that he has the Mind Stone. He can phase through things, super powerful, mega fast, pretty much like another super heavy hitter. And the only person who took him down was Wanda and Thanos.
Right.
So he's pretty much up there too in the power rankings.
It's true. Interesting. Interesting pick there.
Why? Did you want it?
What? Oh,
was
no.
he on your list?
No.
Why is it interesting?
I was hoping that you would pick him.
No. Why? Mm-hmm. Why would you hope that I would pick him?
Because exactly what you said.
What?
There's two people that took him down.
Yeah, but I have Wanda.
You have Wanda.
Who's the other one?
Thanos.
You have Thanos? I thought about taking Thanos too, but then he was so easily killed by...
So easily killed? He got killed by 50 Avengers.
Yeah, but is he going to have the Infinity Gauntlet?
Why not? He's Thanos.
Well, yeah, but you can't. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I don't think he's allowed to have all six stones.
He could just give him the rest.
Of what?
The rest of the stones.
Wait, why does he get all the Infinity Stones all of a sudden?
Because he has them. What do you mean? There's two movies where he has them all.
Yeah, but so, there's a whole existence before that where he never had
okay,
them.
Okay, so then I pick Thanos where he has them.
No, I don't think you can do that.
Why not?
You just get the Infinity Gauntlet? Because then you could just snap my whole team out of existence.
Why could I? No, because you go up one against one.
So he would just snap my one person out of existence?
Looks like it.
Ooh, I don't know how I feel like this is a little unfair.
I think it's very fair.
Okay, well, I choose...
Because if you're going to pick Icarus at a time where he's on Earth,
so wait,
then...
in this next round, then, can I just pick Iron Man when he has the Infinity Gauntlet, too?
No, because you know the difference. You know the difference.
No, Iron Man... I actually think that'd be a great pick. I should get Iron Man with the Infinity Gauntlet because he beat Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet.
You understand the difference here, right?
Not really.
You're kidding me.
So you're saying that I can't have Iron Man with the Infinity Gauntlet to go up against your Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet?
Because Thanos has all of the stones.
Yeah, but then Iron Man ended with all the stones. Who eventually got them for realies?
I just think this is, you're just being picky now. I really do. I think you know the difference between the two.
I feel like Thanos should not have all the Infinity Stones. Does my vision have the Mind Stone at least?
Okay, I just want to pick Thanos then.
Does he? Yes or what? No? Does my vision have the Mind Stone?
Obviously, because he's Vision, so he has the Mind Stone.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have the Mind Stone after.
Well, yeah. Well,
they take it out and then he becomes White Vision.
Yeah, but you didn't pick White Vision. You picked Vision with the Mind Stone.
Yeah, but Vision, he didn't have it in WandaVision.
I know, but you picked Vision with the Mind Stone.
So are there two Mind Stones?
What? There's so many Mind Stones. Are you kidding me? Remember we saw on Loki?
Yeah. Okay.
It's fine. I'll skip Thanos. No,
you have Thanos.
No, it's all good.
Okay, this is our last one, right? That was five. Mm-hmm. Wow, that went really quickly. Okay, well, man, does it matter? Can I just start telling who I was going to get versus who I didn't get? You only have one more pick and you probably already know who you're going to take.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm going to do, oh my gosh, I have three people left.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out who offers more than what I currently have. I'm also starting to wonder if I shouldn't have, maybe these three people aren't good at all. Maybe I should be picking someone else.
Maybe.
Maybe I should wild card it.
Well, who are you going to pick? Who were you going to pick?
My last three, I don't want to tell you yet. You have one more pick.
Okay.
If I tell you these three, will you promise not to pick them?
If one of them is on my list, then yes, I'm going to pick them.
Well, then I can't tell you.
Okay, then don't.
What do I do? Okay. Can I whisper into the mic? Can you close your ears so I can just tell people?
No, just sit. Just pick your last pick.
Okay. I think I'm going to take... I'm going to take Druig.
Okay.
AKA the Joker.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yes. And I'll explain it in a second. Oh, I feel like I made a mistake. I feel like I should have picked one of my other two people. Okay, go ahead.
I have to think here.
Makari on your list?
What?
Is Makari on your list?
Mm-mm.
She was my other one. She was one of my other ones. I was hoping to get them both. So I'd have him for mind control. Anyway, for anyone who doesn't know, Druid is one of the Eternals.
Yep.
The mind control Eternal.
So I have to be smart here. So I'm trying to think of your team and who I would pin against who. And so I'm really trying to make sense of who I would pin up against people. So that is where I'm at.
I did not consider that at any moment, except for when I thought I would get Iron Man. I literally was like, I'm just going to take the six biggest, baddest people and like whatever happens, happens.
Okay. I think, this is such a tricky, tricky, tricky thing here. All right. I have reasons for this.
Please don't take one of my two.
Oh, I don't think you would ever pick this person, but I have. But for me, it makes all the sense in the world. I'm going to go with Yelena.
Okay. Good luck to her.
You'll see why.
Okay.
You'll see why I picked her and why it makes sense.
Okay. Who are your reserves?
What?
Who are your reserves? Let's go over who we didn't pick, and then I'll make the two list of each ones that we did pick, and we'll go through them again.
There's
obviously some that you had that you really wanted but didn't have room for.
The Hulk was one of them.
Hulk would have been great because he's pretty much the only one who can contend with Thor.
Yeah, so you have the Hulk. Which when I picked Thor, I thought you would have picked Hulk. I was really surprised. And then, also the Wasp I really wanted.
Yeah.
Pretty badly. It was between her and Yelena, but then I had reasons for Yelena. I thought that made more sense. But yeah.
My two that I didn't get, if you picked Wanda, I was going to take Agatha and Doctor Strange. Because I feel like Agatha and Doctor Strange could probably beat Wanda.
Well, no, you have to pick one.
What do you mean?
One has to go up against her.
Well, in my head, it was more like conceptual. It was like if it was six versus six, right? Like if it was all just happening, Doctor Strange and Agatha would have to split off and like take out your, like, not everyone zap Yelena out of existence, and then we're going to take down Wanda.
Not how it works.
So, yeah. And then I had Makari, too. But then I realized, like, she's really fast. Mm-hmm. But, like, you have Cap... Like, some... It doesn't really contend with some of yours. Like, I think Makari could probably whoop Yelena. Mm-hmm. Because she runs at the speed of sound. Like, yeah. A human, like, obviously doesn't have a chance.
Right.
But then, like... Captain Marvel would just zap the whole planet and blow up the planet.
Oh yeah.
So, all right, let's see. My team, the Cody T Avengers, the Avengers Cody T version. In order, we have Wanda, Doctor Strange, Jane Foster, Icarus, Vision, and Druig. That's pretty great. I mean, I have a lot of heavy hitters, and I have two sorcerers, two heavy hitters, three heavy hitters.
Yeah, I think I only picked five. Who is my sixth one?
Wait, 1 second. Hold on. I think you're right. Wait, I have Wanda, delete Agatha, Doctor Strange, Jane Foster, Icarus, Vision, Druig.
Oh, wait. No, I know. Yeah. And I have six.
Oh, me too. Yeah. You're right.
We're good here.
Okay. So yeah, I have Wanda, Doctor Strange, Jane Foster, the Mighty Thor, Icarus, Vision, and Druig. Yeah, I have two of the most powerful sorcerers to ever exist, a god, two Eternals who have existed forever, and the world's most powerful android.
Good job.
Ultron would have been a good one too.
I thought about it, but no.
Yeah.
No.
All right, and now run us through yours again.
I have Captain Marvel. I have Thor, Black Panther, Yelena, Shang-Chi, and Thanos.
Aside from Thanos, that's like almost what the Avengers 2 looked like. Minus Doctor Strange and Wanda.
Yeah.
Like if there was, or I say Avengers 2, like whatever the next set of Avengers Phase would be, it stuff. Was like, it looked like originally before there was Disney Plus, they were setting up that exact group of people.
Yeah. True.
All right. So how do we do this next part, do you think? Do we like flip a coin and then the first person puts their person in? Or like if you lose the coin toss, you put your character in and then the person who wins the coin toss puts in their next character.
Yeah, probably.
And then, okay, so what's going to happen here is Lex and I, we're going to put these people together and we're going to chat about this ourselves on the podcast. But what you have to do is go to our Instagram story and vote, because we're going to put up a little poll. It'll be a top person versus bottom person. And you guys are going to vote on the Instagram stories to decide which Avenger wins the one-on-one battle. And whoever wins the most, their Avengers team will win. I guess the only thing is there's six, so there would need to be a tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do in the event of a tiebreaker?
I don't think there will be one, because while I very much believe in my team, I know Instagram, and Instagram will end up picking most likely your stuff. So like you'll probably end up winning on Instagram. So you probably don't even need a tiebreaker, because I mean, let's say Thor and Jane go up against each other. I know all the females are going to pull through and vote for Jane. So it's like things like that where I can already see Instagram will like you probably have it in the bag, but even though I very much believe in my team. So we can maybe do a tiebreaker, but I don't know if we'll even need one.
Okay. I'm not really sure what to say to that. I guess just in case, maybe we each pick one more so there is seven.
Yeah, we could do that.
Is that too complicated?
I don't know.
Maybe we just do it and then we can figure the tiebreaker out.
That works.
After it happens.
Better. Maybe it's just we both win.
Okay.
Or you both lose, I guess.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to flip this coin again. And so, yeah, what I said, if you win, we'll go back and forth. I'll go first since I picked first. I'll call it on the first flip. And if I get it, then Lex will put up her person first. And then I'll put up one of my people to match up and try and beat hers. So I'm going to say, so again, we have the skeleton with the Mickey skull and then the castle. So it's like heads or tails. I'm going to pick the castle. It is the Mickey head. So I'll have to put somebody up first and then Lex will get to decide who on her team will go up against them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to start off a little soft and I'm just going to put, I'm going to put Druig out there. So his special powers are mind control. Mm-hmm. And then he's also like powerful. So
he's just mind control.
He doesn't fight, right?
Nope. Nothing else.
Oh, so he makes other people fight for him.
Correct.
Okay. So put up yours and then I'll hopefully,
so easy. So great.
Oh no.
Definitely Yelena.
Oh, this is okay. Cool. So I'm going to mind control her and make her punch herself in the head until
you
she's unconscious.
You are so mistaken. So he has to like be able to see her, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to be mad. He can't just like randomly think I'm going to control from far away this, right? He has to be able to like see her. And
I don't really remember.
Yeah, he can't just be laying in bed going, I'm going to right now mind control the president of the United States. Can't just do that, right? Got to be within reach. Has to be able to do it. Yelena is a trained Black Widow. She knows how to hide. She knows how to shoot from very far away to be accurate. All she has to do is stay without of his reach, shoot him from far away. He has no powers to defend himself. He has no other skills beyond mind control. That man is dead.
I'm going to mind control.
That man is so dead.
I'm going to mind control people to jump in front and protect him.
That man is so dead.
Yeah,
I'm
he's
sorry.
He's going to mind control people to protect him.
Against a trained Black Widow, when your only power is mind control, that man is dead.
What do you... Where does this happen? Where's the fight?
We could call it the airport where they had Civil War. So she's hiding in one of the windows, like how Hawkeye was, and bam, she shoots him. He's dead.
Okay.
That girl's a trained Black Widow. She knows exactly how to hide, how to get away. And because he has no other power than that, he is dead.
I'm going to go with he was somehow able to mind control people to jump in front of him and get him somewhere where he is able to do
and she,
his mind control trick on her and then make her punch herself in the head until
that girl, that girl knows how to disappear. So she knew how to hide, how to get out of reach and then get out of his sight. So he doesn't know where she's coming, when she's coming and from behind, boom, dead.
Yeah, but he's an Eternal. He's been around for a while.
Yeah, but his only power is mind control. You can't spice it up. That is it.
Maybe. Okay.
Yep.
Ooh, this is juicy.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's mine.
Okay. Next battle. Ready to flip the coin?
Yep.
Do you want castle or heads?
I want castle.
Castle again. Here we go. And we have... castle.
All right.
Okay, so I have to put another one of my guys up first. I'm gonna put Icarus in the ring. Icarus, basically Superman. So if you have any people that you know are gonna die right away, probably a good time to send them out now.
Seriously?
Yeah. If you have anyone who's gonna go gently.
So he is pretty much a god, right?
Yeah, he's like Superman.
He's like Superman?
Yeah, he flew into the sun and even the sun couldn't kill him.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to go ahead and put Thor up against him.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really know, to be honest with you. That's going to be pretty close contenders because Thor is a god, but Icarus has existed longer. Icarus has existed since the beginning of time, but Thor is only a couple thousand years old.
Mm-hmm.
Thor does have a hammer, but...
Thor doesn't have one hammer. He has two hammers, and...
We don't really know. I think Jane has the other hammer now.
Well, as of right now, this man has two hammers.
Okay.
Okay. And on top of that, he, as we also learned in Thor 3... He doesn't need the hammer for any of his powers. It uses it to wield it. So that man, even without his two hammers, can take down an army with a strike of lightning.
Yeah, but I get the vibe that lightning probably doesn't affect Icarus very much.
I'm sure it would affect him some.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like probably not. I feel like he just absorbs it and is kind of whatever about it.
I need facts on that. I need facts that he just absorbs lightning.
I don't know. I just feel like... The lightning probably doesn't bother him much.
Oh, well, that's a nice feeling.
Like, I don't know. I mean, people will vote. I feel like Icarus would 100% beat Thor. I think it'd be really close. I couldn't imagine a closer battle. Like, but I just think Icarus has existed for eternity. So I think he can probably fight better than Thor. I think he might be stronger than Thor.
Mm.
His laser eyes...
He does have laser eyes. That is true.
Maybe even cool breath like Superman.
Nope, we can't say that. He doesn't have any of that.
Maybe. We don't know. Nope. Not that the cool breath really matters here. Just throwing it out there.
Nope.
That's my feeling. He's been fighting deviants forever.
Yeah, but a deviant versus Thor. Thor is not like another deviant. A deviant's like a dragon.
Yeah, but... I don't know.
And that's all he's been fighting. Thor has been fighting the White Elves. He's been fighting Loki. He's been fighting Thanos' army. He has just been through so many different battles and fought so many. I mean, he destroyed the dude from Ragnarok. Like, he beat the Hulk, who is literally indestructible.
Thor definitely
beat the Hulk. Well, that was the whole thing where he was just like, he was going to win. And then the guy like tased him in the neck. And so then the Hulk was able to like actually win the battle.
Instagram's going to have to vote on this one. Guys, please get over the Instagram story and vote. Cause this, I think that one's pretty tough to call.
I will say it's a pretty fair fight. Yeah. It is definitely a fair fight.
There's
ever
going to be a tie. You can guess that.
I think Thor, I really do.
All right. Are we ready for round three?
Yep, go ahead and call it.
Okay, I'm going to call... Wait, that was the second one?
Yeah, I called the castle, so now it's your turn.
Okay, cool. I'm going to call heads again. Oh, that's three in a row I lost. I really need to take these next three. Okay, I'm doing Vision.
You're doing Vision?
Yep. Throwing Vision out there.
Okay. Easy peasy.
Yeah, she's going to do Thanos.
Easy peasy. Yeah. Thanos. Done.
All right. We don't need to debate that.
Nope.
Go ahead. Heads or tails.
Just putting out there because the movie showed that Thanos actually did kill Vision.
Yep.
So we're going to go with that. Okay.
Well, you know what though? Is it Vision at his best or Vision as he's like literally dying? You know what? No, Thanos didn't beat Vision. He picked up Vision's dead body, brought it back to life, and while he was holding it very tightly by the neck, took the Mind Stone out. As far as like hand-to-hand combat goes, you actually don't know. Vision can phase, but when Thanos brought him back to
Thanos
life.
Thanos has those weapons. Remember that can. Remember Wanda was like, "How did they get you?" Whatever, and he's like, "I don't know. I was like, you know, hit." So he has those weapons that can hit Vision, and that stops him from phasing. So Thanos has those.
When did that happen?
In the first, not Endgame, the one before that. My gosh, Infinity War. Yeah.
When did that happen?
When him and Wanda were off secretly somewhere and they saw on New York in the TV that New York was getting attacked, like, oh, we have to go.
And then, bam,
he gets stabbed.
The Black Order, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And those weapons came from Thanos' army, which means Thanos has access to those. So all he got to do was get him hit. Bam.
I just feel so like what I would do if I were Vision, and maybe this will sway some votes, is right as like the fight started, I would phase down into the earth.
And where run
Thanos
away.
Can't go. Yes. I would just wait there.
Okay, so then that means he would never defeat Thanos then.
He would
if he never came back up.
Thanos would get old and die at some point. Vision would just chill out in the core of the earth.
Yeah, Thanos has the time stones. He could just reverse time over and over, so he never dies.
Well, then this could be a tie. I think
pretty
Vision,
sure I
Vision
win.
Would go undercover.
Vision for died from the hands of Thanos. No. He died from not being able to face because of Thanos' weapons, because of his army. Okay.
Wait, he could phase still.
He couldn't phase after that. After he got hit, that was the whole point.
Not for the whole rest of the movie.
Yes, he couldn't. He literally couldn't phase anymore. That was the whole entire point. They had to stitch him up, and they had to get the mind stone out. But he couldn't. Literally, there's a whole conversation where Wanda says, "Like, how did that happen?" And he's like, "It stopped me from phasing. He can't phase after that."
I don't recall.
I do.
Yeah, Vision's going undercover for the rest of his life. He's going to wear a hat. So he's going to run away. And grow a mustache.
The fact that he's running
away.
He's
going to join normal people, and he's just going to be a normal guy until this is all over. He's just going to sit this one out and wait till it blows over.
Nope. Nope.
All right. Call it.
I'm going to stick with my castle. Throw it high this time. Oh, do it again.
Okay. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but I dropped it on the floor. I win.
Okay.
Finally, I got one. I really needed that.
You got one.
Although there's so few people left now, it kind of just is what it is.
Okay. I think I should do a... All right, I'm going to go Shang-Chi.
Okay. Yep, I'm going to go with Jane Foster here, and I'm going to bring up my original argument that if that hammer hits him, he is donezo.
Okay, but who's to say he can't dodge the hammer? Who's to say that his hammer can't, or his rings can't grab the hammer?
Well, I don't think the rings can be worthy. They're just rings.
No.
Shang-Chi would have to be worthy and pick it up, but that was pretty much just Captain America.
Yeah, and now apparently Jane Foster. It looks like they're just giving out worthiness to anybody these days.
No, I think she earned it.
No, well, yeah, maybe.
She saved the world many times.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. Again, this is a really hard one because no one has any idea yet.
Yeah. We don't know much about her, and we only know one movie's worth of him. They're both really at the beginning of their hero careers. Like, they're both pretty... Well, he is trained, actually. But she has a hammer that gave her all the powers.
It's true. And he has rings that give him all the powers. So they both are...
Yeah, but he's powerful without them.
She's not a god.
Yeah.
You know?
When she has the hammer, she is.
Right. And so all I'm saying is she has a hammer that gives her power, and he has these rings that give him really great power too. So you really never know with this one. Who knows?
I feel like I would lean more towards myself on this one, but get over to Instagram and vote, people.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I like her so much that like if I lose to hit her, I'd be okay. Although I really love Shang-Chi. That movie was amazing.
That movie was amazing. All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What do you got?
It's your turn to call it.
No, it's not.
I called the castle, and then you just...
Oh, you're
and
right.
Then you won.
I'm sorry. This is number 5. I'm going to call heads again, and I'm going to flip it really high. Heads again.
Okay.
There's only 2, so, I mean, these are, no matter what, are going to be pretty close.
Yeah.
And I have Doctor Strange and Wanda, so I basically have the same.
The same too. So that's why I need to think about who I'm going to put up here.
Who do you have? You have Captain Marvel and Black Panther?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to be pretty smart about how I do this now here. All right, so I feel pretty confident that I'm pretty close to winning the first 3 rounds. I don't know how this last one's going to go over Shang-Chi and Jane. So I'm going to put up Black Panther.
Okay, and then so your last one's Captain Marvel. So I need to figure out who's going to beat Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange or Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
Like Wanda, because she's the most powerful being in the MCU. We know that.
We don't know that just yet.
Well, that's what they all say.
We don't know that
just
yet.
Like all the people who make the movies, they say that.
We don't know that just yet.
In there. All right. I'm going to do Doctor Strange for Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how is Doctor Strange going to defeat Black Panther?
And cast a spell.
And do what?
Kill him.
Okay. How?
By casting a spell of death.
Just death?
Straight up.
Just straight up death?
I think...
Come on, be a little more creative here.
He could... You know what I was a big fan of in the movie? Hmm. And I think Ned did it too, if I remember correct. Actually, Ned didn't do it. I think Doctor Strange would do that thing where he creates a portal. Mm-hmm. And then he would put Black Panther halfway through the portal. And then he would close the portal. And it would chop him in half.
Yeah, I think Black Panther's a little bit more athletic and more like prepared to not be pushed through a portal like
Doctor
that.
Doctor Strange will have used the ropes. You know, the glowing ropes.
The moment the ropes hit his body, what happens to Black Panther? Boom, he's charged.
Yeah, but they wouldn't punch him. They would lightly tie him up.
Those things are powerful. Those things are powerful. That touches his suit.
Maybe even friendly and sensual.
He is charged. You touch his suit with any sort of power, any sort of strength, his suit gets boom, boosted, charged, done.
But it's kinetic. It's like if something punches him really hard, the ropes aren't going to punch him really hard. They're just going to.
Do you not remember when, I think it was in Endgame, when I think something charged up his suit. I feel like it was Thor's hammer. Like he like struck like him with lightning or something and like boom, charged it up. And then he like went out and like went poof like that. Same thing with like all of like Thanos's like weapons when they were shooting at Black Panther, same thing. He like saved it up and then like exploded.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to just be a punch. It's literally the energy.
I think there's that. Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right. If not that, let me think of some of his spells. He could reverse time until mm-hmm. Black Panther was never born.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be good. That might be a good way to go about it.
Yeah.
He could.
But he wouldn't because he doesn't break the laws of time. He's a good sorcerer. He wouldn't do that.
He broke the multiverse.
No, actually, pretty sure Wanda. Well, yeah, he did do that too. But yeah.
Yeah, he could fast forward Black Panther till he's just really old.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just like, it's like, well, you're old now and I'm not going to fight an old man. So I'm just going to wait even longer now.
Yeah.
And he just waits. I think... what are some other Doctor Strange spells? How would Doctor Strange beat the Black Panther? I'm trying to think of all the cartoons I watch.
Mm-hmm.
If it's ever happened. I don't think I've ever seen them fight in Avengers Assemble. I could imagine Doctor Strange sending him to that like the mirror universe, you know?
I think he would do just fine in there.
And then just leave him there though. And just be like, all right, you wait here. I'm going to go back to Earth. And then he just leaves Black Panther there forever.
I mean, I'm just saying they took, it was pretty easy for Doctor Strange when he was like just learning how to train to take the guy's ring. And Doctor Strange had like no training and he took that guy's ring. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure a very trained person like Black Panther could grab his ring. If Doctor Strange could do it with like no training at all.
Doctor Strange would be levitating 100 feet in the air the whole time.
Yeah.
But Black Panther would never get up in the sky.
Yeah.
Black Panther can't get in the sky where Doctor Strange floats. You do realize
that like, again, Doctor Strange did that very easily with no training. So I'm sure with all Black Panther's training. I'm sure with all Black Panther's training, he would find a way to, yeah.
Doctor Strange would
take the... Mirrorverse is spinning around, doing all this weird stuff, and he has his claws, so he's jumping around, sticking into things, and then boom, grabs it.
I think Doctor Strange would just fly even higher.
Mm.
He would go 150 feet in the air.
I also think Black Panther is a...
And 200 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And 250 feet in the air. Mm. Until he was finally high enough, the Black Panther could not physically jump 250 feet in the air.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right. Well, I guess we don't have to flip for this one.
Nope.
It's Wanda versus Captain Marvel.
Yep.
Two most powerful beings in the MCU.
Yep.
Impossible. Well, did they? They didn't really square off, really.
Nope. They never had.
They teamed up, though.
Mm-hmm. They did. So here is my only theory. I think that Captain Marvel may have... So it's great. They both are charged, basically empowered by Infinity Stones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wanda got her powers from that, but not Captain Marvel. No, I don't think there was a...
It's from the Tesseract. And what's inside the Tesseract? An Infinity Stone.
That's not where she got her powers from. She got them from...
The explosion.
She gets her powers from... She got abducted. But she, then she got her, she gets her powers from the.
Oh my God. What are you talking about?
Doesn't get him from the planet.
Dr. Marvell, remember, was like trying to like save the other race, whatever. And she had the, it was in the ship. And so when he shows up to shoot Dr. Marvell, Captain Marvel, who's not Captain Marvel at the time.
Jude Law?
Yeah. She blows up the ship so that way Jude Law can't get whatever's inside the ship. And it explodes and phew, hits her body.
That's how she got the powers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that was the whole point.
They were tampering with her powers. They were limiting her powers.
Wait, so her powers are from the Tesseract?
Maybe it's not the Tesseract, but I know it's from... I'm pretty sure it is an Infinity Stone. I know that. I know the Tesseract was up on the spaceship. I think so, because I think the Tesseract was somehow powering whatever was in the spaceship. I forget, because I know this. The Tesseract, remember, that's how it came to... That's...
Upon being exposed to the energy of the Tesseract via the destruction of the light speed engine.
Yeah. Okay. So that was right. Correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Good, great memory.
Thank you. Because remember, it goes...
I hardly remember that
the
even
Tesseract
being part of the movie.
They put into the lunchbox, but not really.
Yes.
And they're like, they're playing, I'm just a girl. And she's like fighting with it. Come on. So they both have Infinity Stone powers, essentially. So here's the only reason why I would think, not the only reason, but one of the reasons. Remember when Wanda and Thanos were kind of going at it when she was like, you took everything from me. And he was like, I don't even know who you are. And she's like, you will. And it looks like Wanda's about to like defeat Thanos. Remember that?
No. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then he was like, call rain fire, right?
Yeah.
Call rain fire.
Zips through his plant, through his whole ship.
Right. And so the rain fire comes down and boosh and blows up everything. So it throws Wanda off balance and it whatever. The only thing in that entire fight scene that threw Captain Marvel like off balance or not being able to perform or whatever it is, was that the fact that Thanos had to take out the Power Stone from the gauntlet and hit Captain Marvel. That was the only thing. Not rain fire, not bombs, not any weapons, not anything at all. It was an actual Infinity Stone inside Thanos' hand. That is what took Captain Marvel down for a second. But all it took Wanda was just some rain fire falling down from the sky, and she's off balance and she can't do her thing, and it loses her grip on Thanos. So I think between the difference, and again, Captain Marvel went through an entire ship in seconds and took down the whole thing. I really think compared against the two, you got Captain Marvel, man.
I don't think so.
I do.
I think Wanda would play mind games. Yeah, remember all of WandaVision? She put the whole town.
Yeah.
I think maybe she would just create another one, and she would put Brie Larson
right in there.
Back at the Air Force.
Yeah.
And then would fly into her with a plane.
Yeah, we're in combat here. Wanda doesn't have a whole town to do things under.
Because Wanda's powers are to date not fully realized.
Remember, that's true, and neither is Captain Marvel.
Her powers are crazy.
Yeah, it's true. But as of right now, what we have with Wanda right now, that is what we're battling. Remember that they're at the airport where Civil War was. Only so many things to happen, and Wanda was there at that battle, and she didn't do too hot, if I remember.
That's not true.
She did okay. She did fine.
No, she did great.
She did fine.
She almost beat Vision.
Yeah, she did fine, but, you know. I'm just saying, if Captain Marvel was there, that's the whole reason Captain Marvel couldn't be in the movie for the whole time, because they knew if you had Captain Marvel there, it's over in 2 seconds.
Yeah, but Wanda wasn't there either.
Yeah, I know, but then at the end, they snapped her away. Yeah, she did. I know. I'm just saying, based off of that fight, I'm going based off of that. I'm going based off of that scene where Rainfire took down Wanda, but the only thing that could take down Captain Marvel was an actual Infinity Stone inside the hand of Thanos.
I just feel like Wanda has it in the bag.
Mm.
Wanda's going to do something crazy. She read the Darkhold.
I mean, Instagram definitely is going to vote for Wanda, so you'll definitely win. But I think in this podcast, that is my argument.
Yeah.
But Wanda has, I mean, you put Wanda up against anybody and Wanda's going to win. I mean, I would vote for Wanda just because I love Wanda. So if I were to see Captain Marvel and Wanda next to each other.
Do you think Doctor Strange could beat Wanda?
What? In my mind, because I would love Wanda so much, no one can beat Wanda. So that's how I would just vote, because I love her.
All right.
So there you go.
Well, everybody, We are going to need your help. You're going to have to vote on this stuff. Instagram story and decide who has the best Avengers lineup. Man, we didn't get to use any villains. That was kind of a bummer.
I had Thanos.
Oh, yeah. It would have been cool to see more, though.
Yeah.
What can you do?
What can you do?
Well, I'm very excited to follow up on this and see how we do and how we fare. That was really fun. We should do another one of these after a few more movies and shows come out.
Yeah, maybe with some later, like later on into the phase when we have more idea. Like, I would love to do this again after Eternals 2 even.
Eternals 2 and Ms. Marvel will be out. Mm-hmm. There'll be a lot more. We'll know more about like more Thor characters, like Gore the God Butcher I wanted to pick, but we don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
But he kills gods. So I'm like, okay, well, that would be... But I guess Thor's going to beat him. So yep. I wouldn't have picked him against your Thor. All righty.
All right. Well, you guys, thanks for listening. Please head to our Instagram and go vote for these. And remember, you can use discount code WANDA for 15% off anything in our store. And once again, thank you to our Patreon. We love you guys. And thanks for making this happen.
That was a great podcast.
Yep.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.